Dear friends in Christ, the last time I was up here, I talked about chapter one of a book about the history of our church body. Today I'm up here to introduce you to chapter two. Now, chapter one, the title was The Grace of God. For chapter two, the title is Confessional Lutheranism. Now, I'm pretty sure that all of you know the name of our church body. But we use the initials so often, CLC, that perhaps we don't always realize what the name actually is. But it is the Church of the Lutheran Confession. And this name was chosen as the name of our church body back in Watertown, South Dakota, in August of 1960. And the name that came in second was Emmanuel Lutheran Conference. Now just think what confusion there would be if that name had been chosen and we'd have the initials ILC. ILC for the church body, ILC for this school. But that was not the name chosen, it was the Church of the Lutheran Confession. And I think it is a good name because it reminds us that we are to open our mouths. We are to confess. We are to confess the truth about God and our Savior. But it is not just any kind of confession. It is the Lutheran confession. That means when we open our mouths, we want to say the same things about our Savior that Martin Luther said, and the things that his successors said in the historic Lutheran confessions. Now, there's one confession, Lutheran confession, I'm sure you're all well acquainted with, and that is Luther's Small Catechism. I hope our pastors are still asking their confirmands to memorize the Small Catechism. I know that I am surely happy that I memorized it many years ago because I can still make use of it every day. I can still say it. Imagine if you'd wake me up at 2 in the morning and ask me to recite a section of the Catechism, I would be able to do it, but please don't attempt it. It's a good basic summary of the teachings of our church, teachings of the Bible. Now, there are other Lutheran confessions besides the Small Catechism, Luther's Large Catechism, Luther's Small Called Articles, and there's confessions written by Luther's co-worker, Philip Melanchthon, the Augsburg Confession, the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, a tract on the Antichrist. And then after Luther died, some of his successors drew up the teachings in a book called The Formula of Concord. Now, these are all the historic Lutheran confessions. So when we say we are the Church of the Lutheran Confession, we are saying that we agree with these confessions. And we confess our Lord and Savior just the way they did. Now, what makes Martin Luther so special? Well, certainly he was a sinful human being just like us, and he would be the first to admit it. But the Lord, through Luther's experiences, led him to a good understanding of the truth of the gospel. When Luther first went to school, his father wanted him to become a lawyer, and he studied law. But one of his good friends died, and he was very troubled about whether he would be going to heaven or to hell if he died. And so he did what he thought was the best way to make sure he'd get to heaven, what the Roman Catholic Church taught him. He would become a monk, a Catholic monk. And he would make those promises of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And he figured if he did that, then he would get to heaven. But as he went on that path, he became more and more aware of his sin, of his sinfulness. And he tried to do everything that he was supposed to do, but he always fell short. And he never got the idea that he was really good enough to face the holy God and get to heaven. And so his life became miserable because he wasn't sure what was going to happen to him. But then his superior gave him the job of teaching the Bible. And as Martin Luther studied the Bible, the Holy Spirit opened up to him the difference between the law and the gospel. Yes, the law does give us impossibly high standards to fulfill. And Luther hated God because of those high standards, because he could not fulfill them. But then he finally realized that the law is not there to show us the way of salvation. The law is there to show us our sin. And then he learned that the gospel is an altogether different teaching. The good news of Jesus Christ. God has done it all for us by sending his son Jesus to keep the law for us, to suffer the punishment of our sins, to rise again from the dead, to assure us of forgiveness, and that it is all what God has done for us. And we are saved not by what we do, but by faith alone in Jesus Christ and what he has done. And when Luther realized the truth of the gospel, he began to open his mouth and confess it to other people. And this got him into trouble with the Roman Catholic Church and its officials. And finally, they excommunicated him. They threw him out as a heretic and as a false teacher. And yet all he was doing was confessing the truth of the Bible. So, the name of our church body, the Church of the Lutheran Confession, reminds us that we want to open our mouths and confess the truth. The truth that Luther discovered in the Bible. And we want to go along with how the Lutheran confessions understand it, because they explain the Bible as the Bible itself explains itself. Nowadays, there are not many Lutherans that are really confessional Lutherans. I suppose we could call them cultural Lutherans. They are Lutherans because they go to a church that calls itself Lutheran. But we want to be more than cultural Lutherans. We want to be confessional Lutherans. We want to be Lutherans because we agree with the confession. And so our name, Church of the Lutheran Confession, reminds us of what kind of Lutherans we want to be. We want to open our mouths and say those things that are right and true, because that's what the Bible says. Now, one of our Lutheran confessions, the Augsburg Confession, has as its motto this verse from Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 46. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. So let this be our motto as confessional Lutherans. We want to open our mouths and let people know the truth about sin and the forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. We close by singing hymn number 261, a hymn of Martin Luther.